Know your reformers. Martin Luther was a German monk and professor who was plagued with doubt about his salvation. When he finally read the Bible for himself, he rediscovered the doctrine of justification by grace through faith. His bold witness for biblical truth was the spark that ignited the Protestant Reformation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And Ham found himself in the news again. This is... Should I stop talking like that? I'm kind of stuck in that particular gear. This is Wretched Radio. AP doing a story on Ken Ham, Mr. Answers in Genesis. He spreads creationism a century after Scopes' trial. Okay. We're going down that well, are we? He's not alone. And they did the story about Ken Ham talking about Noah's Ark in Kentucky. If you've never been, you really should go. You will be encouraged. And I promise you, your breath will be taken away. I'm not kidding. Jimmy, have you been to the Ark?
I have.
When you pulled up, because you got to wind through.
Well, it's back there. Yeah, you don't see it until you really get on the bus that they take you back there from the parking lot. And it oh gosh.
And you pull up and it's like, whoa.
You just stand out there and stare before
there
you.
There was an article maybe a week or two ago. I didn't bring it into the studio. But apparently some satellite pictures from space have identified in Turkey something that looks like about the shape and size of the Ark. Answers in Genesis, I think, does a thorough treatment of the subject. Should we expect to find the Ark? And their conclusion is no, because it would have rotted by this time. It wouldn't be something that we would actually be able to find. Nevertheless, there are some people reporting, I think we got a picture of it. Please note, we don't need satellite photos to know it happened. We have a more sure word. That's right. We have a more sure word than satellite photos and any sort of lab testing, any dating mechanisms to determine if God really did wipe out the world with a flood. What was that? There was a thing on TV. I can't remember. Oh, it was one of those, you know, those the History Channel or whatever it was. And it was a commercial, I think, for one of these nature shows. Billions of years ago, the globe was almost entirely covered in water. You're warm. Wasn't billions of years ago, and it was entirely covered in water. You can read all about it in Genesis chapter 6, a more sure word. AP News putting the spotlight on Ken Ham, who's not alone in believing that the Bible teaches us our origins. A 2024 Gallup poll found 37% of U.S. adults agreed with God created human beings pretty much in their present form at one time within the last 10,000 years or so. 37%. Not bad. I mean, I expected that to be lower, to be honest, but I would say this. If you deny something this obvious, that we had to be designed, furthermore, this within 10,000 years, why is it that we just see all of this human productivity within, we'll use their timeline, the last 10,000 years. Why do we see writing and languages and legal documents? Why don't we have some that are like 800,000 years old? Oh, yeah, because the earth isn't that old. Let's go visit the Roman Catholic Church. They've got themselves a new pope, Pope Leo the XIV. He's an ecumenist, apparently. He held a special audience and talking about interreligious delegations, promoting both the ecumenical path and interreligious dialogue, above all, by cultivating interpersonal relations in such a way that without taking away from ecclesial bonds, the human trait of the encounter was always valued. Whew. May God help us to treasure his witness. So this is another pope, like Francis, who was an ecumenist, trying to bring evangelicals and Catholics together. But please remember, the Roman Catholic Church wants to do far more than bring evangelicals and Catholics together. The Roman Catholic Church desires that evangelicals would return to the mother. That's their preference. Even Michael Knowles will admit that, because you and I, apparently, don't have the full revelation of the truth. That can only be found in the Mother Church, the Roman Catholic Church. Furthermore, the Roman Catholic Catechism makes it clear they believe that other people are underneath the umbrella of God's grace. That Muslims and Jewish people who reject Jesus nevertheless have a shot at heaven. Why? We need to remember it's because it is a works-based system. He added that the pursuit of full and visible communion of all Christians is one of his priorities as a bishop. That's right. Don't be and you know what? I'm actually glad for them that they desire that, because it indicates that at least the Pope believes he's got it right. I think he's got it wrong, but at least he's saying, yeah, this is the full depository of truth in the Roman Catholic Church. Turning to representatives of non-Christian religious traditions, Pope Leo XIV said, our common path, can and must be understood to involve everyone in a spirit of human fraternity. Well, that is just contrary to what Jesus said. If you don't know the Son, you don't know the Father. He is the way, the truth, the life. According to the Roman Catholic Catechism, that is not true. And here's some good news for you. If you want yourself an apostolic blessing from Pope Leo XIV, you can get one now for the low, low price. According to the Catholic news agency, I'm actually not kidding. The cost of a parchment, this is for marriage. It is for baptism. It is for communion. You want to commemorate it in a special way? Well, you will be sent a parchment for the low, low price of $23 to $34, depending on the style, plus shipping costs, which vary depending on the destination. Here's what the article says. The first step, if you want yourself an apostolic blessing, is to select the occasion for which the blessing is being requested, such as baptism, marriage, or anniversary. Then choose the style of parchment, then enter the information that should appear in the document, and finally register the applicant, choose the delivery method, either local pickup in Rome or DHL Express, and make a donation by credit card. Only Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Almost sounds like a spoof, but it's not. Apparently, what you will get from this is a gesture of communion with the successor of Peter for the low, low price. Sounds like about $50. Maybe we'll get the job done. Maybe a little more than that. If you want that symbolic gesture of communion with the Pope. Can anybody translate what that means to me? Because I have no idea. Jimmy, do you know what that means?
Don't know what that means.
I don't get it either. Back to more church news. The most common reason pastors give when they leave the church. This is according to Tom Rainer in My Christian Daily. One reason: the church has grown as much as it will under my leadership. I actually get that. I don't like that, but I get that. Because when churches grow, I was talking with somebody. It was somebody. I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about church doctrines, church constitutions, church polity. And he said something, whoever this mysterious person is, one elder per 100 people, just kind of a rule of thumb, that you just need that in order to shepherd well all of the people that God is putting under your charge. So one shepherd, one elder to 100 people. Now, different churches handle this in different ways, and there's no specific biblical mandate as to how many elders per sheep, etc. But it speaks to the need for help as a church grows. A pastor, if a church is beyond 100, he can't do it by himself. Just can't. Furthermore, I hate to say this, the dynamics change. It's just a different beast. It's a different entity. And I don't like the corporate comparison, but there is one. When a business gets to a certain level, you have to change infrastructure. You have to change procedures. You have to change mindset. You need an entirely new set of muscles in order to run an organization that gets to X million dollars. Same thing is true with a church. A church at 50 is way different than a church at 150, which is way different than a church of 250. And sometimes these men, they just say, I can't do it. And that's a possibility. And I don't think there should be any shame in that. If they recognize, you know what, I don't have the ability to lead something of this scope and this size, it's a bummer, but I do get it. Another reason pastors give for leaving a church: I'm spending most of my time putting out fires. That ought not to be. It's true, but it's just ought not to be. The guy is just constantly dealing with every single headache that arises. You need to spread the load around. If you've got a pastor and he's doing everything, you got a pastor who's in danger. Now, please note, there was another survey that I read. Not many pastors are leaving the pastorate. It's about 1.5%, if I recall correctly. I'm sure Lifeway had something to do with this poll. 1.5% every year. All right, still too high, but lower than I anticipated. But if you don't want your pastor to fall underneath that 1.5%, make sure he's not the only one doing everything. Another reason pastors give: your church needs to relocate, and he's not the guy to lead them. Could be. But might I suggest this? Rather than a pastor having to leave, how's about somebody in the body stepping up to take on that chore and lead it so that, well, you can have your cake and eat it too? This is Wretched Radio.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. fortisinstitute.org. 25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, you're grateful. What started as Wretched Radio has grown into something remarkable. Today, as part of Fortis Institute, we're reaching more believers than ever before. Our daily podcasts and radio shows, video content, and biblical resources continue to strengthen local churches and equip the saints, just as we've done for 25 years. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. You've helped us reach millions with the unchanging truth of God's Word. As we celebrate this milestone, we're reminded that our mission remains the same: serving the King of Kings by strengthening His church. Join us at fortisinstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King.
So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this: 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life.
Books of the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote a second epistle to clarify and defend the Christian message. He asserts the authority of Scripture, warns against false teachers, and reminds us that the end is coming. But God is patient, allowing all of his people to come to repentance. If you want a clear contrast between true and false Christianity, look to 2 Peter. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How sober am I? Answer, extremely. This is Wretched Radio. I guess I don't mean sober, because that would be, you know, like knocking back grandpa's old medicine or whatever it is you Southerners say about drinking. The moonshine.
That's it.
That's the deal. I'm not talking about that kind of sober. I'm talking about being sober-minded. I have to tell you, whilst we are always frugal here at Fortis Institute, received a letter, which I now hold in my never-before nicotine-stained fingers, that just straightens me up. And it reminds me, there is such a thing as a widow's mite. I have a letter that we received from an individual who has been giving to this ministry, who decided to give now. I believe it was in response to the Truth Unhindered campaign. We have a match giving campaign going on right now, matching dollar for dollar, so that we can close the store, give away all of our Bible studies, everything to churches around the globe, to people around the globe who can't afford them. We want to close the store and then just trust that our gospel partners will take care of the finances here at Fortis Institute. And this individual sent in her offering. Jimmy, would you like to know how big this particular gift was?
$10,000. $20,000.
Yeah, well, okay. Are you done?
Well, you said the matching gift, so.
Oh, I should. You did math.
I did.
Jimmy.
Easy math.
Way to go, dude. 5 cents. 5 cents. Mm. Total lifetime giving to this ministry, $2.18.
Yep.
That makes me very sober-minded. And then in the letter that was received inside said, God bless you. God bless my friends in the Lord. Keep on for the Lord, my friends. May the Lord bless you always and forever. And may the light, sorry, it's legible, but it's a little bit of a trick. And may the light shine down on your ministries for many years to come. Keep on blessing people like me. Love, sister, and then the two initials.
Yep.
That'll do it right there.
You have something in your
Even app. Though my spiritual gift is being a cheapskate, this just reminds me, this is a widow's mite. Every single penny is considered around here because we get it. We get it. It still is just staggering to me that people trust us enough to send their hard-earned money. So, thank you, sister. And thank you to you if you have supported us, whether it's through the Truth Unhindered campaign or not. Please know we're very grateful and we respect your giving immensely. Would like to take you to a church of a different sort. Jehovah's Witnesses is. I think last week we were talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses. Maybe they were the ones that showed up at my door and I couldn't talk to them. Because I was on a Zoom call and it's like, oh, you're killing me. Could you just stay put? Right? Could you come back in 20 minutes when I'm done Zooming? Because, by the way, how do you engage with a Jehovah's Witness? A number of people actually responded to that also. First, what I was going to share with you was sent in by John. It's from the Watchtower documents. This is why we want to witness to Jehovah's Witnesses. This is explaining you can live forever in paradise on earth, but how? Okay. So in other words, this gets right down to the gospel, right down to the doctrine of justification. How is a person made right with God? Jesus Christ's first requirement is the prayer that he said to his Father. This means everlasting life. They're taking in knowledge of you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent forth, Jesus Christ. That's that horrible Watchtower translation. That is not the way that verse read it. It's believe in the Son. Knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ includes knowledge of God's purposes regarding the earth and of Christ's role as earth's new king. See, this was a statement of equality in John chapter 17. So they have to change the translation to get rid of all of those clear presentations that Jesus Christ is God. I wish I had done this when I started preaching through the Gospel of Matthew. I suspect, I could be wrong, but 30 glimpses of divinity that where Jesus does or says something where it's like, oh, that's a divine statement. Oh, that's only something that God can do. Oh, that's only something that God can say. It is all over the Bible. But of course, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they have to change the translation. Here's the second way to live forever in paradise on earth, according to the Jehovah's Witnesses. Many have found the second requirement more difficult. It is to obey God's laws, and that's put in italics. Yes, to conform one's life to the moral requirements set in the Bible. This includes refraining from a debauched, immoral way of life. So in other words, you got to clean yourself up and you got to keep the laws. Otherwise, you won't be living forever in paradise on earth. A third requirement, oh boy, is that we be associated with God's channel, his organization. God has always used an organization. For example, only those in the ark in Noah's day survived the flood. And those associated with the Christian congregation in the first century had God's favor. Similarly, Jehovah is using only one organization today to accomplish his will. I wonder which one they're thinking of. To receive everlasting life in the earthly paradise, we must identify that organization and serve God as part of it. In other words, you want to go to heaven? You better be a Jehovah's Witness. That if you think that we evangelicals are like, hey, you're excluding Jehovah's Witnesses. They're really nice people. They exclude us. So this is a two-way street. The fourth requirement is connected with loyalty. God requires that prospective subjects of his kingdom support his government by loyally advocating his kingdom rule to others. That is why you see them standing out in the streets. They've got to go out there with their little display in which they never engage anybody. They just stand there. They don't, hey, did you get one of the, hey, would you like one? No, because that's not what they're there for. They're not there to evangelize. They're there to earn their way to heaven. The good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth. Therefore, if you want to go to paradise, you have to do likewise. It is for the reward of eternal life that every last person on earth should now be working. They are working hard now for the reward of eternal life. Have we heard the word work enough? Jehovah's Witness is a work-based religion, and that is where I would press in, because if you do engage a Jehovah's Witness, you know, you're going to be chasing your tail and you're just going to find yourself just dizzied by it. Well, but no, but that's not the right translation. And that's not the. So if you are going to engage a Jehovah's Witness, somebody sent this in, and I've actually said this for years. Go straight to their conscience. Go right to their conscience. Go right to the gospel of complete forgiveness of sins through the work of Jesus Christ. Press in. Don't you feel exhausted, my Jehovah's Witness friend? Are you sure you've been doing enough? Wouldn't it be nice to know that your debt can be paid in full by Jesus Christ and you can be credited with his righteousness? This is amazing news. I sure hope you discover it someday, because right now you're working your way to heaven, and good luck with that. Would you like to know how your sins can be forgiven? Well, there's a number of Bible verses that I would point you to, but maybe we should use our translation. What is the name of the Jehovah's Witness translation?
It's the New World Translation.
New World Translation. Yeah, that's a problem.
I was just going to say, you know why they would have never come back to your house, those that came to your door? They would have never come back and visited, because they fulfilled their requirement just by coming.
That's it. Yep. That's all it is. Besides that, what they were presented with when I opened the door was not pretty. I'll be real honest with you. There are some days that I choose to work from home. Frio, we didn't ask about your habits. It basically works like this. I get up, stagger to the kitchen, and pour myself a cup of coffee. tote myself up to my office, and that's where I sit for the next however many hours. Don't brush my teeth. Don't comb my hair. Don't shower. You can get away with that these days. So ding dong, there I am. I open up the door and I open. One of those TV dads in a sitcom. The only thing I was missing was like a half-smoked cigar and a bottle of beer in my hand. Hey, Jehovah's Witness, what are you up to these days? So they were probably not wanting to come back for that reason to boot. But if you're going to engage with them, please keep it simple. Keep it focused on one thing. Get to their conscience. Let fear be the alarm that wakes them up to the truth. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't do enough. You need the divine God-man, Jesus Christ. You need him. And despite what your very poor translation says, you have one in Jesus Christ alone. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.